Bumface, written and read by Morris Kleitzman.
During the first commercial break, Leo disappeared. "Leo," called Angus, "you'll miss Mum." "I'm on the toilet," came Leo's faint cry. The commercial break ended, and Mum appeared on the screen in her spotless TV living room, hugging two of her spotless TV children. "Don't know why they call this series a soapy," thought Angus. "They're all too clean to need soap." On the screen, Mum was giving her TV twins her famous warm, caring TV smile. Angus felt the usual pang of jealousy and reminded himself that she was only acting. Imogen jiggled excitedly in her high chair and pointed at the TV. "Mama!" she yelled happily, spraying a mouthful of chocolate milk over the table. "Immy," said Angus quietly, "do you think just tonight we could try to be as clean and tidy as Mummy's TV family?" "Mama!" yelled Imogen again and threw a handful of mashed potato and pumpkin across the room. "Obviously not," thought Angus wearily. "I'm missing Mum!" came Leo's distant yell. "Well, hurry up," called Angus.
"I can't," yelled Leo. "I'm stuck."
Angus ran to the bathroom. Leo wasn't in there. Angus sprinted down to Mum's ensuite, then heard Leo yelling in the guest toilet. He doubled back, desperately hoping Leo hadn't fallen into the dunny while he was flushing it. The door of the guest toilet wouldn't open.
"The lock's stuck," yelled Leo.
"Are you all right?" shouted Angus frantically. Leo always forgot to close his mouth underwater. In a sewer pipe, he'd be history.
"No, I'm not all right," yelled Leo. "I can't see Mum. What's she doing?"